Lively Stones Meditations for Sunday, 26th March 2023, by the Sea, 1, on the right side. Reading from John chapter 21, verses 1 to 6. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We're going with you also." They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. And when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it because of the multitude of fish. John chapter 21 feels like an afterthought, or more an expression of what life hearing from the Holy Spirit will be or now is. After Jesus' death on the cross and his subsequent resurrection, the disciples appear to have returned to their former lives until this moment. They seem to have lost their way somewhat. They have yet to understand that knowing Jesus means that their lives are forever changed, that they cannot continue the life they once knew. Even if we turn away, he stands near us, ever present, watching and waiting for our attention to return to him, waiting to restore life and joy and peace. Maybe the disciples were grieving in this moment. Hard to think that they were not. The message here is that the disciples were fishing, looking for their provision for that which they had taken for granted since they had come to know him, but had now dissipated with the death of Jesus. And then, when they had found nothing, when their efforts to do it all themselves had come to naught, Jesus appeared on the shore from the safety of dry land and said, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." The right side is the place of honour, seated at the right hand of God, hearing from the Holy Spirit, for only then you will find, and find abundantly, that it is the Lord's way. Follow ye in it. Meditate on these things. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25. "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, and have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Prayer requires obedience. Jesus did not say, "Go into the field." He said, "Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest." That does not so much mean that the harvest is the world. It means that there are innumerable people who have reached crises in their lives and are already white for harvest. We find them everywhere, not only in foreign countries, but in the houses next door to us. The way we discern is not by intellect, not by suggestions, but by prayer. From If You Shall Ask by Oswald Chambers.